From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. There are some famous statues on Wall Street, the Charging Bull, the Loping Bear, and another, maybe less often photographed one, a young girl, chin up, hands firmly on her hips. She's the fearless girl who now has some company in New York's male-dominated financial district. Lauren Simmons became the only full-time female floor broker at the New York Stock Exchange when she joined Rosenblatt Securities firm in March. She's also the second African-American woman ever to work as a full-time trader on the floor. And she is just 23, now the youngest broker at the exchange, and she's from Georgia. Lauren Simmons joins me now on the line from New York. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. Hi.
Well, your name has been everywhere, CNBC, NBC News, Twitter, Facebook. Do you have time to work with all these interviews that you're doing?
I'm trying.
It's funny, your path, you studied genetics at Kennesaw State University with plans to go to medical school. So how did you get into trading?
So my senior year of college, I was writing my thesis, and I realized that that wasn't the direction I wanted to go into. I knew I still wanted to go to New York, so the day I graduated, December 13th, I hopped on a plane, came to New York, and from there was networking and reached out to many different people on LinkedIn and connected with Gordon Sharlup, who knew Richard Rosenblatt, and that's how I got onto the trading floor.
Yeah, so it is all who you know, although there are people who've asked you, was it a father, an uncle, somebody who gave you a way in, was it?
No, I had zero connections to the floor.
So you did this yourself?
I did.
What was the draw to New York and the financial world in particular?
New York in general, the year before I graduated, I came to New York during summer vacation, and I just knew that this was where I wanted to be after I graduated. The financial world, I have a statistics or a minor in statistics. So for me, if I wasn't going to pursue the medical route, I wanted to push my minor. And I knew I could be skilled in that. So anything that involved math, I was looking towards.
Lauren, it wasn't just networking. I mean, to be a trader on the floor, you have to have a badge. And to get a badge, you have to pass a test. What was that process like?
So yes, the test, in order to get a badge on the floor, you have to take a test. And the test is, I believe, 100 questions. And it is not easy. The information is not something you can get from Google. You get a study guide from the exchange, and they say, good luck. And I think, you know, if 10 people were to take the test, 2 would pass. So it was very stressful.
Were you surprised? Were people surprised when you said, I made it, I passed?
Yes, because not only that, you don't get the results immediately. You have to wait 5 hours, and they give you a piece of paper. And my anxiety was crazy high, but I was like, whatever happens, happens. And they came over, they gave me my paper, and I don't even think I believed I passed when she gave me the paper. She's like, you passed. And I'm like, is this real? Are we serious? And everyone was shocked.
Amazing. So how about that first time you stepped out onto the floor? What did that feel like?
The first time I stepped onto the floor, again, my anxiety was at an all-time high, especially when I got my first order. And right before you send out an order, you have to press the send button, and it says confirm. And I'm, you know, it was a scary moment, but once I press confirm and sent out the first order, I knew that this is where I wanted to be, that I could do it, and everything was going to be okay.
I'm not laughing at your anxiety, but the fact that you admit it, you have it, and you just pressed on anyway, what is it about you that leads you there, that gets you over that anxious hump?
I think for me, what leads me to be there, I would say my brother. I know that this is absolutely different, but I have a twin brother and he has cerebral palsy, and his personality is larger than life, and I kind of live vicariously through him. My personality, if anyone meets me, I'm not as bubbly as him, and he just gives me a lot of motivation to live life to the fullest and to do it with being fearless.
So he must be so proud of you.
He is. Yeah. I don't think he can totally grasp, but he absolutely is.
Well, here is the rather iconic, let's say, stock trader Peter Tuckman talking about the male-dominated culture of Wall Street, where you work.
It's a bit of a men's club. It's always been that way. Why are there no women in this business? It's because men suck. The environment towards women still hasn't changed in so many respects.
Lauren, we've gotten so many glimpses of this, you know, from movies from The Wolf of Wall Street to, American Psycho, the aggressive alcohol drinking, prostitute frequenting kind of traders on Wall Street. What do you think about being in that environment? What does it feel like to be in that culture?
You know, it is a boys' club down there, but the men on the floor, it is a great community, and they all want to see me succeed. So they are great mentors. They're pushing me up. They want to see me have a successful career within finance, and it's a good environment. I Hollywood glamorizes it to be one thing, but it's completely different on the floor. I mean, it is a boys club, so, you know, there are a lot of things going on, but it is a big supportive community down on the trading floor.
Wow, that's good to hear. What do you think it is about that environment that is keeping women out of the business?
I think people just, you know, they see themselves sitting there in a meeting with 20 other men, and that is frightening, knowing that they are the only female. I think if people get more outside of their heads and just go for what they actually want to do, whether that's trading or being in finance or being somewhere where they are the minority, there's less fear in that, and they can strive and go on and do whatever they want. But I think it's a fear factor.
What about some of the practical day-to-day pieces or challenges of being the only woman in the room?
When I first started, I'm from the South, so I definitely have that Southern personality and often nice. And I don't think that's changed much, but definitely making my voice heard is something that I have done and that they actually listen. And I think that was definitely a challenge when I first got onto the floor, just making my voice heard. So that's talking over everyone, being loud, and being a vocal point within the crowd. But once I was able to accomplish that, they listened to me all the time.
I have a friend who worked in a firm and said there were no women's rooms.
No. So the story with the bathroom. So the first woman to ever work on the trading floor, they had to build a restroom on the trading floor, which was a booth, one of the booths. As time went on, there were more women on the trading floor, and they eventually, you know, couldn't have the one single booth on the trading floor for a woman, so they built a restroom. The restroom is still a distance away, but that's just the way that, you know, the building is set up, and it was an afterthought because there weren't women to begin with.
And how about those horrible jackets? Do you have to wear those jackets?
Yeah, so the jacket, they all come in men's sizes, and I'm very tiny. I'm 5'1". So I think the smallest size they have is a 34, and I'm not. So it always just looks like I'm wearing, you know, my father's jacket, or not mine. But the most important thing is to wear the badge. The badge is what we've all worked for to be on the trading floor. It is a number that you get to pick. I chose mine, 8/11, my birthday. So it's very symbolic, and that above anything else is the most important thing.
I'm trying to picture you. You know, I think of these pictures that I've seen of traders on the floor just in a mass yelling at each other or holding their heads in their hands, and you 5'1" in this jacket that probably comes down below your knees yelling at the top of your lungs. Is that you?
Yeah. You got it in a nutshell. I mean, we've gotten it tailored, but it's the jacket, it's gonna be a thing. It is what it is.
Well, now, for the first time in 226 years of existence, the New York Stock Exchange has a woman president, Stacey Cunningham, appointed last month. Here's a clip of an interview that she did with NPR's Weekend Edition.
I think the more women you have in an industry, the less likely we are to struggle with people not being treated appropriately. So if we focus on having more diversity in our industries, I think we'll be better off.
So I imagine she also began as a Wall Street trader. What did that feel like to have a woman at the top now?
I think it's amazing. Stacey is great. I know her, and with her being a woman, there will be more diversity. I believe they're in the process of hiring more women to come onto the trading floor. And the culture will change. It's not a bad culture on the trading floor, like I said before, but again, with the woman president of the New York Stock Exchange, there will be more women present throughout the organization.
So the trading floor is one thing. How about hanging out with your colleagues afterwards? Is that something you do?
Oh, we're all very close. Again, it's a good environment. It's a safe environment. We're with each other from 9 a.m. to 4, I guess every regular work day, but the pods that we're in are very small. And again, it's the New York Stock Exchange trading floor. It's, you know, not a corporation. It's a big community, a small community, but a big community of all of us, and we're really close.
You know, Lauren, so many times when people are pioneers in any kind of field, they have drive and determination, and absolutely, it sounds like you know what you're doing and what you're about. But a lot of pioneers struggle with this kind of imposter syndrome, that they're not really up to the task and that everybody's going to see that. What do you feel when you look around the room and see that you are the only woman there?
I don't really notice it. I know that might sound crazy, but the job that we do is all the same. Doing the job, knowing that you're qualified, knowing that you have it, is, you know, you'll succeed. It's, and getting out of your head, I mean, oftentimes I have to, you know, scale back and, you know, can I do this? But I know I can, and just continuing to do my job and to do it well.
I know that as an African-American woman from the South, a lot of people are looking to you and saying, this is great, this is a model for me. But in the end, would you like to be known just as an exemplary trader, not just the only woman on the floor, or not just one of two African-American female full-time traders?
No, of course not. I see myself going on and doing other things. Again, the trading floor is a great starting place for someone who is young, and the learning curve is extreme. But you learn so much while being down there, and then you go on and you do other amazing things within the financial industry, which I know I'll do. So this is only a starting place.
Well, keep on rolling. Lauren Simmons, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Lauren Simmons is the only full-time female trader at the New York Stock Exchange, and she's from Marietta, Georgia.